Welcome to the Danzan Voice, the podcast of the Danzanru Jiu-Jitsu homepage, www.danzan.com. I'm your host, George Arrington. In this edition of the Danzan Voice, I want to discuss the topic of notebooks and how they can help and even sometimes hinder the progress of the Jiu-Jitsu student. Well, here's a question for you. Do you keep a Jiu-Jitsu notebook? Is it a three-ring binder or a spiral notebook? Or is it a loose collection of papers? Do you have it saved in an electronic form? Do you have multiple notebooks? Keeping a collection of notes about your training is really vital to your progress. First, a definition. What I and many other instructors call a jiu-jitsu notebook is this. It is a series of descriptions, thoughts, illustrations, and other printed material about a student's training in jiu-jitsu. Nowadays, you may also have this in electronic form. Danzanru lends itself particularly well to keeping a jiu-jitsu notebook in that the system is organized into lists of techniques. This allows for better organization of notes and a more linear approach to learning. So what is the purpose of a jiu-jitsu notebook? Well, one of the best analogies I have for this question goes back to my days as a computer programmer and later as a teacher of computer programming. More on that later. When you write a computer program, you type in a series of instructions into a computer and then run it. The instructions are very specific and their particular syntax is based on the computer language that you use, such as BASIC or Fortran or Pascal or even C++, to name a few. What is important throughout these series of instructions is to have the programmer add lines of commentary within the computer instructions. The reason for this is that when you or someone else goes back into the program to add something or fix some error, it is necessary to have reminders embedded into the code to explain what is going on. I can recall numerous occasions where I would go back to some lines of code after only a few hours and have a difficult time remembering why I wrote that. I'm sure there are programmers out there who will give an amen on that. You can imagine trying to read non-annotated code months or even years after the fact. Trying to remember hundreds or even thousands of little nuances in your past mental processes is almost impossible. The embedded comments are real lifesavers. In jiu-jitsu, as well as any other martial art, keeping a notebook serves a similar function to the comments in a computer program. If a student learns a technique and then soon thereafter, while their memory is fresh, writes down a description of the technique, they can then jog their memory at some later time if they have forgotten the art. With the many distinct techniques in the Danzanru system, it is truly essential to keep good notes. I was fortunate to have a good teacher in Mike Belzer who made it a requirement for belt testing to show your notebook. I know that many schools and even organizations also have this requirement. Another function of the notebook comes when the student learns more about a technique after the original notebook entry. Perhaps they see a variation of the technique, or another instructor provides a different perspective about the art. Maybe the student produces an illustration or photograph of the technique and includes it in the notebook. One of the best reasons for keeping an organized set of notes is when the student takes on the mantle of sensei. Being able to go back and reflect on what one has learned in the past makes for meaningful lessons to future students. Recalling the struggles, obstacles, and pitfalls that one previously experienced gives the teacher a ready source for course material. Over the years, you may find that you have enough material for many notebooks. I even know some instructors who have to rent storage space to keep all their notes. Wouldn't you like to have a key to that sensei's storage? How did you answer that question? If you said yes, you may want to consider the following discussion. As I said in the beginning of this podcast, notebooks can sometimes be a hindrance to one's progress in DZR. What do I mean by that? Taking notes and keeping them in an organized notebook is a good thing. Using someone else's notes may not be. When we write notes on our observations, we naturally translate what we are seeing into our own way of thinking. If we were to open that locked storage shed and study that sensei's notebooks, we may be thinking the same way that they were, but perhaps not. In more than a few cases of which I'm aware, people have read and misinterpreted someone else's notes about DZR. Subsequently, they have practiced a particular art incorrectly for many years. Another problem has occurred when notes were intentionally written with incorrect information. In a fashion similar to some of Leonardo da Vinci's notebooks, DZR movements described in some notebooks were reversed in order to obfuscate their actual execution to those who did not receive personal training. In other instances, critical information was left out of some notes, thus leading to possible risk of personal injury. Here's the bottom line on using someone else's notes. If at all possible, don't. If you must, use sound judgment and exercise common sense by comparing these notes to your own. It has always been my considered opinion that learning martial arts from books, videos, or notes must, and I emphasize must, be supplemented by personal instruction. Well, speaking of personal instruction, here's a word of advice. There are some upcoming seminars, such as the AJJF convention on March 29 through April 1, 2007, or Camp Danzanru on May 18 through the 20th, 2007, or the Ohana 2007 on August 31st through September 3rd. When you attend these or other seminars, be sure to take a notebook with you. These are very good opportunities to get some of that personal instruction. Take good notes for yourself and add them to your collection. If you have any questions or comments related to this or any other Danzan Voice podcasts, you may send them to voice@danzan.com. You are also encouraged to leave comments at iTunes. Until next time, this is George Arrington. Thank you for listening.